consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindsets and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. Hello, hello. Welcome, my loves, to my podcast premiere episode. I am so excited to be here. I hope that you can join me in this excitement. I'm on a soul-driven mission to create movement of bold, sexy warriors where we are transforming ourselves to show up authentically and fully expressed in the work we do to create ripple effects for the collective. You with me? Yeah! I promise to deliver you value in receiving mindset tips with soul and strategy. So be sure to tune in every Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. My intention is for this podcast to be a global energetic sacred container for all of you amazing souls listening right now to be activated and amplified into your next level in a fun, bold, and spiritually sexy way. And loves, I have to share this with you because it's so powerful. So as some of you may know, you were eagerly waiting for me to come on this podcast for the premiere episode last Tuesday morning, and unfortunately the system was down. What I truly believe happened was I facilitated a pre-show podcast launch party right on a Facebook Live, right on my page, where I invited in my soul tribe and followers to conjure up the energy for this global sacred container. We set intentions, wishes for ourselves, our lives, our businesses, and the collective. And let me tell you, my loves, the energy was so potently powerful, I truly believed it crashed the system of Own Times Radio, where I was originally hosting here on this podcast. So we are, I'm just excited that we are here. And if you're curious, absolutely, I'll leave that in the show notes if you're wanting to go and set your intentions and energy in that pre-show podcast launch. It is absolutely worth your while to do that. So I can definitely hold space in that container as well as you are here listening. All right. So what do I mean by fun, bold, sexy? So fun is, to me, the joy, the ease, the flow as a foundation in all that you do in your life and business. Which, by the way, fun is part of my last name, Fung, and I pretty much live up to it. I would often tell people who ask me how I spell my last name, it's like having fun with a G. All right, you guys will have to put up with my cheesy jokes as well. So hope you're ready for that. I define the word bold as courageously taking aligned action with your purpose. And sexy, it's absolutely one of my favorite words. And sexy is really your magnetic magic to call in opportunities aligned with your soul-fueled mission. I really want to say here, sexy isn't about the way you look, as defined by society. I'm on a mission to redefine sexy as a magnetic, magical energy you hold just by you showing up aligned with a vibration of love, peace, and joy. You're authentically being yourself. I'm going to have future episodes related to this topic, specifically where we are going to get juicier with this topic of sexy. Are you guys excited? And we are spiritual warriors in the form of transformational coaches, practitioners, light workers, change makers here to show up in our calling. I feel that warrior energy has always been in my blood and in my past lives. I know I have always been a warrior of love and light, fighting for the greater good. So here I am in this lifetime doing it again. So many of you know, you are probably thinking, who the heck are you, Roslyn? Let me tell you guys, you're in for a ride. Take a bit of geek, cheesy jokes, add some spunk, whip up some soulful, sexy, orgasmic vibes, and a whole lot of joyful laughter and love, and you pretty much get me. Sometimes I'm funny, but I don't think it's on purpose. It usually comes out in the geek parts of me. You'll get what I mean as we go on with my shows. Perhaps I might F up a little bit here, and I'll just roll with it, and you'll laugh with me. I'm sure that will flow out of me. So right now, I'd like to share the story of how I came to be who I am today. Picture this. I know some of you tuning in may not know what I look like yet, if you're just catching this episode without having seen my picture yet. So just picture a 25-year-old fit Asian woman. And imagine me naked, tanned, oiled up, muscles popping, itty bitty black bikini. My chin length bob hairstyle with lots of volume and red highlights is on point. I'm wearing makeup like a glamorous prom queen, and not the cheesy kind, literally beautiful. And a white button with number 33 pinned right on the side of my bikini bottom. It's June 2008. I'm standing here on this bodybuilding competition stage in a lineup with five other female competitors. I'm wearing a big fake smile to hide the pain. Even though my look perfect on the outside, besides achieving this perfect fitness model physique, I had just become a new psychologist in private practice. I was happily married, and just in case you're wondering, I still am, to my husband, Dan, who you will see I refer to him in my future episodes as Sexy Silver Fox. And at this point in time, we were married for 3 years. And I was a second degree black belt in karate and a role model to kids, teens, and adults. But behind closed doors, there was a different story. I was stuck in the cycle of food restriction, binge eating, feeling guilty, beating myself up, and purging by over-exercising. And that day on stage, I ended up coming in last place. And last place confirmed my belief that I am not enough. So naturally, I had a breakdown, which led me to do some inner work through a method called Hikomi, which is the study of how you go into relationship with yourself and how you go into relationship with others. Hikomi is a mindfulness method that combines psychology, neuroscience, and at this point in time, I was like, this thing called spirituality. Through Hikomi, I learned I was operating from this unconscious belief that I am valued in my doingness, my status, my achievements, my awards, rather than my beingness, who I truly am. And my doingness was never enough. No wonder I was an overachiever, perfectionist, and hardcore type A personality. I didn't believe in resting. So this breakdown was really a spiritual awakening. I learned the art of slowing down, letting go of control, embracing perfectly imperfects, and coming home to myself. I learned to operate from be, do, have. Be yourself. Do things from your place of beingness, and you can have it all. I realized that food and body image issues are just doorways in to learn to love yourself more. So, my love, society has it backwards. We're taught to do, have, and then be. You know, like do the diets, do the hardcore workouts, then you have the perfect body, and then you can be worthy or be lovable or be somebody. That's backwards. My own transformation led me to become certified in HICOMI, which I still use in my business coaching to this day. It's very powerful to shift the unconscious beliefs. And I also got certified in eating psychology so that I could lead other women and men who were former versions of myself, who struggled with food, body image, and self-love. My pain turned into my purpose is that I now inspire others to operate from a place of beingness, overdoingness, so that we can live in a world where we can feel safe to be authentically ourselves. My Soulfield mission led me to be published on Huffington Post, a huge platform to feature your stories. I had also written a story. I was invited to my first international speaking gig for Gorgo, a women's empowerment fitness-based community, and to be on a cover of their magazine cover with a four-page article on how to flex your self-love muscle. I also became the first psychologist in my province to create and sell an online program. Now, for those of you who are in licensed professions, you know that this is no easy feat to find a way to trailblaze while staying within integrity to your code of ethics and governing body of your profession. I knew it was possible and figure outable, as one of my favorite business mentors, Marie Forleo, would say, and made it happen. And so due to increased visibility and impacts, I was having women reach out to me outside of where I was licensed to work with me privately. This was back in 2014-15. This was an honor, but it was also a point of frustration. I knew I could make a bigger impact to help more people. And though I loved being a psychologist, I felt completely held back by my license to create an even bigger impact in the way that my soul felt called to. So if any of you are resonating with my story in some way, I want you to really listen up. And I really want you to take inspiration to believe in your big dreams. And in 2017, I signed up for a personal development group coaching course, which to this day is one of the most life-changing courses I've ever taken, where I went in with the intention of changing my money mindset. Well, interestingly enough, we had to blindfoldedly choose our accountability buddies for this course, and I ended up matching with a seven-figure award business coach whose name is Odette Peak. Well, that was certainly not a coincidence, and that was certainly spirit guided me to her. Odette and I ended up getting to know each other very intimately as we transformed in that course together. Of course, I stayed in touch with Odette, and eventually I made the scariest and biggest investment and hired my first business coach to support me in starting a new self-love coaching business while still maintaining my private practice as a psychologist. My coaching business grew very quickly because I began to attract women entrepreneurs who felt my confidence, energy, and what I had accomplished in magnetizing aligned business opportunities in my life. They wanted me to help them get out of their own way, show up, and manifest dream results too. And to be honest, I never had the intention to let go of my psychological practice, but I couldn't lie to myself any longer of keeping this practice, as my coaching business was aligned for much more aligned for my biggest dream vision that I wanted to create in regards to impact, influence, and income. My loves, have you ever felt held back from taking further action to reach your dream by that voice in your head? And that thing, which I call the inner critic, this voice often sounds really logical. The voice in my head would tell me things that would talk me out of going out of my comfort zone. So as I share what my inner critic is saying, I would like to invite you to see if you can recognize if your inner critic also says anything like this too, along the same lines. So my inner critic says, Roz, you're making really good money as a psychologist. You've established yourself with a full practice. You have a family to be responsible for. Why would you be so foolish to give all of this up and start a new business? Or it would also say this. You are going to demote yourself by stripping away a title you worked so long and hard for? And who is going to pay you if you're not covered by benefits anymore? You guys, this was serious. Oh my gosh, there was so much fear. And this next one was one of the most toughest ones to really work through, which was, Roz, you're actually going to risk disapproval from people you care about. You're going to disappoint people. And in my case, it was my colleagues. It was particularly my Asian parents, especially my dad. He wouldn't get why, after all of these years of time and money investing into getting a master's in marriage and family therapy, hours of practicum and writing a national exam, and really being supervised by psychologists to ensure I would become registered, and then putting in all this time to build up a very successful six-figure practice and getting to the point of not needing to really market myself that much. Why would I give all of this up? And it wraps around credibility. You feel me here? You feel me? Yeah. And I know that a lot of people out there, including possibly you as that listener, because we're human, we struggle with playing bigger because we're scared of hurting someone we love, or judged, feeling scared of being judged by people we care about. How many of us are hiding? How many of us are playing small? How many of us are holding ourselves back, not speaking our truth, not taking aligned action towards our dreams? And I personally know something about that. So I want you to know that you're not alone. And I want you to know that anything is possible when you break out of your own barriers, which starts inside your head. And I will, in a future episode, share more details about the impacts of my decision to retire as a psychologist, take that leap of faith into coaching and how that impacted my relationship with my dad. It really, let me tell you, it really tested my belief in myself. I'll keep you in suspense for you to really stick around this season. And that is a really, really hot topic. I know because I hear this all the time from my clients in my soul tribe. How do we play bigger when we might be stepping on someone else's toes, and that someone else is often a loved one? Yeah. So we're going to go to commercial. And when we come back, I'm going to just really wrap up a takeaway for you from the story so that you can really anchor it in. You will notice that as you listen to my podcast, because I'm a catalyst, my voice and my energy sending you through these waves of podcast radio, that you will be activated. You will start to think differently. You will start to feel differently. And as I deliver my words, whether it's English or light language, something inside you is going to stir. And I know that's a bold statement. And I also know that that's part of me showing up in my purpose. I know that's what people tell me happens when they listen, when they allow my words to soak in. So we will be right back, my loves. I can't wait.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to Level 2 Answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, my loves, we just got cut off here, so I am not sure where I got cut off, but we are back, and what I was saying is that I'm going to share this part again, because I think it's really important that you really hear this as you were listening to my story. My takeaway for you so far, just really breathe this in. Stand in your power and purpose. Be aware of the stories you tell yourself that hold you back. Get out of your own way. Make your own rules, because you get to decide how you show up aligned with your big vision dream. Breathe that in. There's something so powerful about breaking barriers, whether it's societal beliefs and barriers, cultural barriers, or our own glass ceilings we place on ourselves. And today, I'm supporting spiritual transformational coaches, practitioners, and light workers to really activate their soulgasmic business, where I define soulgasmic as having an orgasm in your soul on a daily basis. Last year, I received the gift of light language, and let me tell you, my loves, it's changed my life because it unlocks and amplified my abundance codes. Light language is only a language that your soul can understand, and it's very special to me, and now I get to share it with you to help you also unlock and amplify your abundance codes too. Yes, I'm really excited about this. So, no host on Om Times has ever done this regularly in the 10 years I've been around, and I'm the first. Well, when at first I was creating my podcast, I knew that light language had to be a regular part of this global sacred container in order for the world to elevate and raise vibration of the collective. So, for some of you, you may be wondering what light language is. And I'm going to do my best to explain it to you in a digestible way. I will share with you the benefits of light language activations and what you can expect from receiving them. And in a bit here, I'm actually going to be delivering a light language activation, and you're going to receive the downloads you're meant to receive to help you move forward in your life and business. All right, so to be honest, as we are doing this, we are, as you know, live. I got cut off. I'm assuming commercial happened, and if not, Christopher, our producer, I'm just like totally transparent here, will let me know, and then we'll hop onto commercial. So I'm going to assume that commercial was played. So let's move through this and flow through this. First of all, what is light language? If you've never heard of it before or know much about it, and I'm going to just say side note. I have a lot of side notes, by the way. You'll hear that from me. You'll hear me say that a lot. I will share my personal story of how I actually was gifted light language in another episode. But for now, I want to go into what you can expect from receiving a light language transmission from me. I love the definition given by Jamie Price, an energy healer, channeler, author, teacher, and the definition from my own joyful alchemist and soul embodiment coach, Aurora Light, who helps me understand how to activate my own spiritual superpowers, including my light language, so that I could positively impact others with my superpowers. Light language is actually a language, like I said before, that only our soul can understand, and our logical minds cannot make sense of it. We are receiving streams of information in a multi-layered way through light, sound, and geometric frequencies. I know, sounds kind of crazy, right? I'm still learning all of these, and recently my light language has become richer, more layered and textured. And I told my coach Aurora, it's like I passed grade one and I'm in grade two now. And if you were to watch me speak my light language, often I have my hand and finger motions coordinated with it as if I'm in the movie The Matrix, which is one of my favorite movies with Keanu Reeves. I grew up being super, again, side note, super obsessed with him. Anyone else? And trying to access information. So it looks like I'm in the Matrix trying to access information from thin air and pressing on codes to unlock a portal. And light language is not limited to linear time and may be a language stream from the past, present, or future. It may be of angelic origin, galactic, elemental, or earth origins. So I actually am connected with the Palladians. Those of you who follow me on social media, specifically Instagram and Facebook, And you'll see, actually, I post a lot of pictures of me with my galactic energy, this beautiful blue energy that surrounds us. So that's something that you can check out when you connect with me on Instagram or Facebook. So in regard to light language, think about it this way. Think of a language you don't understand here on Earth. So perhaps that might be Spanish, French, Cantonese, German, East Indian, Arabic. And when you hear it, you may not understand exactly what the person is saying, but you get the energetic gist of what they're saying because you're receiving the energy and emotions behind it. And emotions are just energy and motion. So even if you can't translate word for word what is being said, you are essentially understanding the energy frequency of what is being said on a feelings level, whether it's a vibration of relaxation, urgent, sadness, affection, frustration, confusion, anger, joy, concern, etc. So receiving light language is just like this. You won't be able to translate word for word, but you'll receive feelings from it. And it's for the highest truth and good to help you feel more empowered and ascend. And light language will meet you where your soul is at and provide you exactly what you need to be taken to the next level of your soul's evolution. So whatever is happening in your life, it may be for the purpose of clearing, balancing, activation, and alignment with a new vibration of well-being according to your needs mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, so that you call in even more abundance in many forms: health, relationships, wealth, business, community, to just name a few. Here's the thing. Light language is breaking through mental barriers by opening heart barriers. I'm going to repeat that again because I love this. Light language is breaking through mental barriers by opening heart barriers. Breathe that in. Your heart speaks light language fluently. It speaks directly to your DNA, activating and recoding your personal vibrational signature. Doesn't that sound so sexy? That is your sexy. Much of its clarity is within the trust of the unknown. And if you think about it, my love, this is a huge part of moving forward in our lives and businesses, stepping outside of your comfort zone and trusting in the unknown. If we knew we would be safe and we could not fail, we'd all be where we want to be already right now, wouldn't we? Yeah. So light language is the same in that it's about trust of the unknown and being open to receive the gifts from it and seeing what unfolds. I like to set in the intention that you receive the download for what you're meant to receive in this moment in time, so that you could be and receive clearing, balancing, activation, and alignment with a new vibration of abundance. Hello?
I heard the hello.
Am I getting cut off?
Not right.
Should I keep going?
Yes.
Okay. So remember that abundance comes in many different forms. So it could come in the form of health, opportunities, friendships, romance, new clients, money, and anything that aligns with your desires for the highest truth and good. So as you listen to me deliver this light language activation that's blended into a guided meditation format, I want you to know that there is no right or wrong or one way to receive it. Some people feel warmth, relax, like what they are hearing feels like home or familiar to them. I often receive messages of people telling me this. Others may receive memories, images, physical sensations, or new insights and downloads. Whatever arises, just be a witness to it without trying to analyze with your logical mind. Often we try to judge something in our logical mind and we block ourselves from receiving the downloads we're meant to receive. Sometimes people message me a couple days after the activation and share with me the miracles that have happened due to listening to the light language activation. And you guys, listen to this. I recently did a 5-day challenge where I delivered a money manifesting activation with light language, and the intention was to help people unlock their financial abundance. And no word of a lie, the next day or even hours after, they received large sums of money in their bank accounts. I'm talking thousands of dollars total. Oh my gosh. So I was even in shock, to be honest. And I was like, well, I guess that's how powerful I am, as I am allowing spirit to work through me. And that's what you guys are going to be receiving today. I'm moving out of my own way. I'm allowing myself to be a channel for the highest truth and good. Now, ideally, my love, you don't want to be driving for this. So if you're listening and you're driving, please, of course, keep your eyes open and your attention on the road, obviously. And this will be about a 30, 60 second long light language activation, however long spirit decides. I'm going with the flow right now, as you can see. technical issues at all. And you keep doing your thing if you're driving, and you'll receive it in the way that speaks to your heart and soul anyway. And for those of you who are not driving, get yourself comfortable. You can get seated, lie down, stand up, whatever you feel called to do. And when you're ready, take a big, beautiful breath in, follow it into your body. Breathe into the areas of your body that need more space and expansion. So that might be your belly, your chest, your back. And then breathe out anything that doesn't serve or support you. Any tension, tightness, contraction. Taking a little bit longer on the exhale. This really calms your nervous system. And then on your next inhale, breathe another beautiful, big, expansive breath. And any busy thoughts you have, put them on a cloud and let them float away. You can always come back to it later. Now set intention for yourself, whether it's something you want to release, something or someone that's not serving or supporting you right now, anything that's heavy and dense. Or you can set intention for something you want to receive or manifest into your life, a new opportunity, clients, money, romance, whatever that is for you. Breathe in this intention in as I deliver this light language activation, support you in bringing this intention to life. Let it come in, release, whatever needs to be released. Clear channel. Clear pass. Anchor intention. Breathe in. Breathe all of that in that resonated with you, that feels so good. Breathe out anything that didn't resonate. Really allowing yourself to take a moment to hang out with your sensations. Feel into what really resonates with you, what feels good, whether that's tingly, there's light, sensations, just breathing in with every fiber of your being. This state, you might be moving your body. There's absolutely no right or wrong here. Allowing this activation to just move you, move you, move you, move you. And when you're ready, come on back, taking your time. It's very slowly coming back by feeling the temperature of the room. You might want to feel your feet or the points of contact of your body on the ground, Mother Earth. When you're ready, it's very slowly and gently, if your eyes were closed, just come on back and bring them open. Might want to blink a few times. Drink some water. I would highly recommend you have some water with you. Flush out anything that needs to be flushed out. And please keep drinking water throughout the day. And my loves, of course, I'd love to hear how this light language activation experience was for you. You can always write me on my Facebook page. All the links will be in the show notes. Rosalind Fun Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior, or send me a message on Instagram at Bold Sexy Warrior. I'd love to hear how this activation supported you and what came through for you. And I'd love to also hear what your intentions were. So feel free to share that. Make sure you share that on the Facebook Live podcast pre-show premiere I had. And I'd love to hear your story. So when we come back from commercial, and while we do, I invite you to really journal anything that came up for you, anchor in this activation, speak it into existence even more.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
When you wake up in the morning, are you excited for the new day? Are you passionate about your work? Are your relationships fulfilling? And finally, are you happy? I'm Mia Voce, your host and guide to the power of five. Harness the forces of the universe and unleash your powers within. Join me each Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Om Times Radio. And remember, anything is possible. You only just have to believe.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. How are you feeling right now after this light language activation? Are you feeling more calm, more alive, tingly, light, warm, so gasmic? I'd love to hear, like I said, connect with me on social media. You guys, it is truly me that reads the messages, because this absolutely is part of the thing that brings me soulgasms is the ripple effects and connecting with you across, no matter where you're at in this global sacred container. So right before commercial, I brought up the topic of what does receiving a light language activation have to do with attracting more into your life and monetizing? Well, when we have too much noise and stories in our head, it blocks abundance from coming to us because our energy is too dense. In other words, repelling. Your current reality is an energetic vibrational match for your level of frequency. I'm going to repeat that again. Your current reality is an energetic vibrational match of your level of frequency. Think about that. So what is happening in your life right now? Is it matching with how you want to show up, how you want the events and be surrounded by the people that you're surrounded by? Is this how you want it to be? You get to define your life. You get to define your story. And your reality is just a reflection of what's happening on the inside. So there's absolutely no judgment about this. And I really invite you not to judge yourself. And I know that's really hard. So this is about inviting self-compassion and having that curious hat on, that observer mind, and going, yeah, is my life, does it look like how I want it to look like? Does my business look like how I want it to look like? And if not, where are the gaps? What's missing? And be excited about it. Instead of beating yourself up, be curious, be excited, because as you're excited, that raises your energetic vibration. Right? When we feel shameful about something, when we judge ourselves, when we are feeling guilty, we're beating ourselves up, that is a lower vibration that blocks us from abundance. So my loves, I want to share a story about a soulmate client of mine to paint a picture. And this is a client that has given me permission to share her story. And in fact, I've interviewed her on a Facebook Live to celebrate her and for her to share her breakthrough in our work together. Her name is Dawn, and Dawn hired me to help her start her new coaching business as a manifestation queen specializing in self-love and forgiveness. And as she was implementing the strategies and systems in place to help her attract opportunities aligned with her big vision dream, she began to, of course, gain more visibility. Yes. And she was receiving more attention than ever before. And at first it felt good for her. But then she started to really feel overwhelmed with this new level and the attention she was receiving from becoming more visible. Like she was really stepping into her dreams. It was actually happening. And then all of a sudden, she went into hiding. Dawn, where are you? I held space for her using the powerful method of Hikomi. And she came to realize that her belief, she knew about this belief, and it was, we're all onion layers, right? It surfaced, because every time we up level, our limiting beliefs can come up again. And it really came out loud for her. And her belief was she wasn't worthy and deserving to be seen and heard. And like I said, although this wasn't new for Dawn to do work on this belief, because we're onion layers, it really rose up as she up-leveled. And I believe most of you can all relate to Dawn's story on some level, the fear of success, not feeling worthy to be seen or heard. Whose toes will you step on if you become even more successful? It's the upper ceiling, upper limit ceiling. We place a ceiling on ourselves because of our own stories. So I want you to think, who do you need to become in order to be playing at that next level in your business? What beliefs do you need to strip away? What stories hold you back? When we are stuck in our stories that keep us playing bigger, this is what blocks, or I dare say, repels aligned opportunities. Even if you are consciously desiring to attract more clients, but your subconscious mind believes you aren't worthy of success, or you're not smart enough, you aren't good enough, etc., etc., or your perfectionist self comes up, some of us also have this imposter syndrome. You feel like a fraud, even if you have all of these credentials after your name, you just can't seem to embrace how brilliant you are. And for me personally, was that my self-criticism, worrying too much about what others thought of me. So for Dawn, as soon as she was able to have awareness of her own limiting belief, her inner critic coming in the way, she was like, oh no, this is not driving the bus. I get to decide who I want to be. And we process, we shifted things on a cellular level. And today Dawn is absolutely showing up fully, even more expressive in her power than she's ever been before. It's so exciting to see her show up and attract aligned opportunities and clients and really be abundant in her energy. So as I'm asking you these questions, I want you to really, really take note and reflect on yourself, again, without judgment, without criticism, but with excitement and curiosity. And I'll put these questions in the show notes as well. I'm going to leave this start to close this show off with some questions to help you. And I really want you to journal this. It will be supportive to your journey because this is a huge foundation in magnetizing your big vision dream. All the opportunities, all the people, all the events, all the things that will help you on your path in your purpose. So my first question here is, what do you decide to be, create, do, and have? My second question is, what comes up inside you that tells you that you can't have what you want and desire? And remember, I just touched on the different kinds of inner critic. So which of those inner critics comes up inside you that tells you you can't have what you want and desire? Then my third question for you is, where did these beliefs and stories come from? Who were the people, the events that influenced you to take on these stories? And usually these events happened before the age of 8, because that's where we form all our core beliefs, the ones that serve and support us and the ones that may now limit us. I always like to say that, and they're not good or bad, because at some point all of these beliefs we hold helps us survive. It's like when you were young, you create a life jacket for yourself so that you could survive in your family system. And now this life jacket doesn't fit so well anymore. So for you to really reflect on, oh, what was my life jacket? What were all those stories that came with that life jacket that helped me survive? And to see how brilliant you were as that young child. This could have also happened as a teen. You know, as we're going through our teenage years, there's a lot of turmoil that can happen. We're trying to figure out who we are in the world. We're trying to figure out how we speak up, our voice, and how to really fit in. Because at the very core of us, no matter who we are, we're all just trying to fit in. Not fit in, my apologies, belong. Belong. There's a huge difference, which I will share on another episode, right? Belonging is you get to just be you. You don't have to try to compromise yourself or squish yourself, any parts of you. You're fully expressed. Because here's the thing, whenever you hide some part of you, you will attract the wrong kind of people and things into your life. So don't be afraid to be you. And my final question for you is, what do you want to decide for your story now that's in alignment of your big vision dreams for your business and for your life? Yeah. So these are some journaling prompts that are going to help you dig in even deeper. And again, you guys, as I'm wrapping this up, be sure to keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Facebook, Rosalind Fung Coaching Bold Sexy Warrior. From there, you can join my free Facebook group, Magnetize and Monetize for Coaches, Healers, and Entrepreneurs. And I also have a free client attraction checklist. Again, all the links will be in the show notes, which is 11 key ways to magnetize your soulmate clients. All of these questions and links will be in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Where wherever you are, I'm deeply honored that you took the time to listen. I'm deeply honored that you took the time to reflect on yourself and allowed me to guide you, to support you, to move forward in your big visions. And I look forward to staying connected with you, and we shall see you next week, every Tuesday, live 10 a.m. Mountain. And thanks, you guys, for rolling with it with me, flowing with it with me, no matter the technical things that came up. We just roll with it. And so it is. I wish you a wonderful day.